It's the Michael Mara Show.
You know, it's not that I object to your being a bastard. Don't get me wrong there. Mm-hmm. That you're being such a stupid bastard that I object to.
Don't you blaspheme in here.
All right, sing it, boys. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Wow.
Congratulations. Our text jumble. Congratulations. Our Live Nation text jumble prize pack.
Filthy contestant.
Yes, he is a filthy guy. Let's get Griffin on the line. Hi, Griffin.
Oh, Griffin. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Griffin, you rock, man. I will tell you that I am looking here on all the texts, and I'm seeing if anybody, there are some people that came close.
And there was one guy very close, but with a horrible spelling error.
He had a spelling error, and a few people got the words messed up. Now, I can tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been scrambling over the last few minutes about this little phrase.
Yes.
And Griffin, you'll back up the fact that it's a pretty filthy phrase, isn't it?
Oh, it is terribly filthy.
It is terribly filthy, but you have gutter minds like we do.
Did you know we talk like that?
I had a suspicion.
Now, Griffin, obviously we don't want you to say it. We'll handle that, but let me tell you what you've won. And thanks to Live Nation for this. You got a pair of tickets to see Patton Oswalt at Lisner. That is going to be a great show. That's February 28th in 09.
Awesome.
A pair of tickets to see Jim Norton Friday, December 5th at the State Theater. A pair of tickets to Louis C.K. That's next Friday, 21st, the 21st at the Warner. And this is probably the best prize. Front row tickets to see Carlos Mencia. That is tomorrow night at DAR Constitution Hall.
Funny and ethnic.
You are the big winner. Griffin, thank you for listening to the entire show. Was it difficult?
I don't know. It was, I guess it's easy for some people. It'd be difficult for me.
Is it a phrase you have used in your life?
I try to be.
You're a good guy. I'm like
embarrassed. Griffin, of the four words, which one did you get first?
And don't say the one that we can't say on the radio.
Second, third, or fourth.
Jesus.
I hate to admit to any of them, but I guess the guzzling part.
Guzzling was the first
round. Double Z, as a jumbo player, that makes sense.
Congratulations, Griffin. I'm going to put you on hold, and you'll talk to Beth Ann.
Man.
And do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're working with sometimes. Beth Ann did not know what the phrase was. Now, was she afraid to know what it was?
No,
or
she knew because she came
she
in.
She said she didn't know.
She said she didn't.
Just now. She came in during the first break when we were making sure the letters matched, and she read it here.
Uh-huh. Beth Ann, did you know what it was?
No. I wanted to see the letters you had used. I didn't look at the phrase. I do things
didn't you
during
the
breaks. No, I didn't see the phrase.
I could have sworn you. I'm
no,
sorry.
I did
then
not.
Then I step back. I
didn't
apologize.
Know the phrase.
Did the phrase, now that you know it, did it offend your sensibilities?
Not at all.
Very good. She's a tough gal.
She is.
She's a tough old bird. She is. She is indeed. Now, the way we're going to do this, we cannot give you the complete phrase either on the air or on the website. That came out.
No.
However, we can give you three of the four words.
Okay.
Yes.
All right? The three of the four words for the winner of our jumble prize pack.
Embarrassed.
This is really an amazing way to make a living.
It is, isn't it?
The three words.
Yes,
I never say this.
I'm just laughing at the things we get upset about.
All I know is when I heard the phrase, I had to explain to Buzz what it meant.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
The three words were guzzling, road, and whore.
Those are words 2, 3, and 4.
The first word we cannot share
just
with you,
can't
but
do it.
If you have any kind of brain,
you've run down the letters, you'll figure it
so
out.
So congratulations to Griffin; he gets to see Patton Oswalt.
Disgusting,
that's right?
Really vile.
Jim Norton.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, you'll hear this at a Jim Norton show for God's sake.
Every other word.
Yeah, Louis C.K. too, probably. Mencia, probably Patton as well.
Yeah,
and thanks to that, the next one we do will be a little bit tamer. So that I think I might do one word next time.
One big word?
It might be a long word, but we'll see what happens.
Will it be funny?
It won't be as funny as this.
That, Mike, there's nothing funny about that.
And Griffin, you old toilet brain.
I'm so ashamed of you, Griffin.
Griffin, you psychopath. You are the big winner, all right?
Griffin.
Oh, Griffin, congratulations.
What have we done?
The final the final buzz is brought to you by
Proudly.
Proudly brought to you by Ski Chalet, where every ski, every snowboard, everything is on sale now. Plus, Ski Chalet is collecting warm clothing.
Yeah.
For the Salvation Army.
So that's nice.
Ski Chalet with three locations. Online at skichalet.com. Now,
you know what I do when I go skiing?
You guzzle.
I guzzle hot chocolate. Like there's no tomorrow. I say, bring it on.
You old road whore, you. All right, let's get it. Now, folks, incidentally, all you other texters, I hope you get it right now at WJFK1. Sorry for some of the glitches in the game, but hey, we got a winner.
That's right.
All that matters.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon.
Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Why, thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. We were talking the economy, and foreclosures were also up last month for the 34th month in a row.
How come?
Florida, Nevada, Arizona got the worst of it. Nevada's foreclosure rate is 6 times the rest of the country's.
Did you say Arizona?
I did.
Any of John McCain's houses been foreclosed on?
Not yet, Rob.
Okay, good.
And that's, I'm just very frustrated about that.
Of course.
Buzz Burbank, you old road whore.
Oh, hey.
John
Mr. McCain. Senator.
There he is.
Did it get warm in here?
Yes.
What happened?
I didn't notice.
I don't know. It's the heat, baby.
That's right.
I think it was the guzzling.
Nationwide foreclosures are up 25% over this time last year. American Express. Amex has stepped up. They've stepped up to the bailout buffet, asking for $3.5 billion. I say fine, so long as they pay it off by the end of the month and pay the membership fee.
American Express?
Yeah.
The credit card company.
Well, and now they're a bank, too, which is it makes them eligible
for
the
bailout.
See,
this is what I mean. This is what makes your 500-point increase.
Right.
Excuse me.
Oh, you look at you're all worked up.
Yeah, I know.
Membership has its privileges.
And I get
like
more
a bailout.
And I get more worked up about this than I do about helping or not helping homeowners. The company.
Rob Guzzling Roadhorse. Rob is not a bad word. One of the texters writes.
Wow.
Thank you. Thanks for paying attention.
The company that owns KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, A&W, and Long John Silver's says it's cutting hundreds of jobs and shifting hundreds more.
Is it called OK Foods?
No, you're very close, though.
What is it?
Yum Brands.
Yum Brands.
Yum.
That's it.
Hey, Yum Brands. Food. Yum.
Yum.
Yum Brand says it's restructuring and hoping to sell more of its locations to local...
Far!
You're in trouble.
Oh, dear.
Yum profits.
Actually, no, I'm not. It didn't seem to make the light of day.
Oh, did they get you on that
one? Yeah, that was not yummy.
Yeah,
Rob,
you're so bad.
I know. You know, I hate when I'm censored.
Rob and I were playing a little poker right there.
Yeah.
We were going back and forth to see who's going to get delayed first.
You know what happened? I fell off the cliff.
Rob got 22.
Yeah.
Yum profits fell 16% in the third quarter because of higher prices and lower sales, while business was up 8% at McDonald's.
Yum!
Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
Exactly.
That's what we do on the radio.
Just trying to have a little yum.
But like McDonald's, the Yum products are doing gangbusters business overseas. So like McDonald's, Yum is now really focusing on its overseas business.
Sure. You know, the way we did this today, I have to tell you, I think we could do another filthy phrase.
Yeah.
Because we were able to dance around it, and I think it's fine. And now pretty much everybody knows what it is.
You just love to dance.
I do. I enjoy the dance.
We danced delicately for 4 hours, and then Rob had to go and say that.
Yeah, look what he did. You ruined it for everybody.
And you know, it was a perfect day going up to there.
I'm totally disappointed and totally embarrassed.
Do you want to dance?
Walmart reports that its third quarter profits are up 10%. While everybody else is suffering, Walmart up 10%.
And is this... Once again, I heard this on the news last night and this morning and during the midday today. It just... sucks.
Oh, wait till you hear the details.
I mean, I know. Is that what we're going to be left with? Is that what
Walmart
we're going to have?
McDonald's.
Is that we're going to have Walmart and McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, it's all you need, really.
Sometimes,
if you think
isn't there
about
a McDonald's and a Walmart?
If you're lucky.
I just think it sucks.
There's a Pizza Hut in my Target.
Walmart's focus on low prices is just what this economy ordered. Walmart made $8 billion more this quarter than it made in this quarter of last year. Walmart is now making sales totaling nearly $400 billion a year.
This is going to slow down them getting their bailout because they're doing so well.
I just think that this is the... I don't know. I have so many thoughts about the whole malaise that we're in right now, the whole depression that we're in right now. And we're now... Everybody's falling by the wayside. And then, you know, if you go in and you throw some, you know, 4 million of the same things into one store... And you put the local guys out of business. I don't know.
You know
I just get to, it makes me depressed.
You know what they're doing? They're guzzling.
They are. They're guzzling profits.
Thank you for cheering me back up.
Hugs are great.
This brings us to Sarah Palin, who makes it pretty plain she's running for president in 2012.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think he'd be?
That's the Wasilla Town Council.
Mm-hmm. In her starring role at the Republican Governor's Convention in Miami, Palin said, quote, "It's what I represent. Everyday, hardworking American families. A woman on the ticket perhaps represents that."
I heard that when she was in Miami, she could see Cuba from her front porch.
And I will tell you, there's so much of her now. There's so much overexposure. Mm-hmm. I liked it when they were keeping her from the media, because you just get a little
taste.
Little taste of Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Just right. A bit.
And a little taste of Sarah was fine for me.
And I
agree. You know what? When she was a little more timid, too.
Yes.
You know how she was?
She was. Now she seems brazen, a brazen hussy.
Yeah, there's enough of her to guzzle now.
Kind of a turn on before. Watch it.
Or maybe.
That's it. I'm putting a moratorium on any of our jumble words now.
Okay.
Or maybe her future is the will of a higher being. She told Fox News on Monday, "I'm like, okay, God, if there is an open door for me somewhere, this is what I always pray."
Okay, and here we go. This is God tapping her on the shoulder, making her run for president.
That's right, Mike.
Was the bush burning or anything? Or was it just simply.
This is dangerous.
Couldn't really tell from here.
Easy.
And this is somebody I really, you know, we talked a lot about it. You had a lot of Republicans calling in that were pissed off about her.
Yes.
Yeah. Mark my words. This is going to be the individual who will be on the fast track. Yeah. It's going to happen.
She goes on.
Mm-hmm.
"And if there is an open door in 12 or 4 years later, then I'll plow through that door." That sounds like somebody who's running.
She's very ambitious. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. A handful of other Republican governors are planning on running as well. They just don't attract as much attention for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But Palin still has her work cut out for her. A quick check of history shows that losing ticket running mates who ran as the lead 4 years later didn't do so well. Witness John Edwards, Al Gore, and Joe Lieberman.
You know, I am not a Republican. I am a registered Democrat. I have said that before. I know it's a shock to you, Rob.
I should start listening to things you say.
But you hear Democrats, say that they had a problem with it during the election. But now you're hearing Republicans. I've heard a lot of them say that there are so many other people that they could put forward.
There must be. We, as Democrats, were in that same position a few years ago.
There are.
We
the one
know
I think
what it's
of,
like.
You know, there's Olympia Snow up in Maine, who is a brilliant woman, and
Douglas Wilder
would be a wonderful. What was that? Where did that come from?
He's a former mayor in Richmond.
I know, and he's also the former governor of the state of Virginia.
Magnificent.
He's
man.
A Democrat, right?
That's what I'm saying.
We're talking about Republicans.
Well, why is it always partisan with you?
I just am trying to get the facts
straight.
You have
a great, brilliant man with a girlish bouffant hairdo that would make a great something.
If you watched Bones last week.
Hit the road.
You. If you watched Bones last week, and I know you did, Rob, you saw
it.
The story of a body found inside a bale of scrap metal bound for recycling. In Twin Falls,
Mike,
are you okay?
What?
Are you all right?
What are you talking about?
Well, you were looking away, and I thought maybe there was a problem.
It was a Bones story, right?
No, no, he's bringing it around to you.
Wait,
you're going to like this.
They found a body inside of a bale of recycled metal.
A real body or that TV show you watched?
On the TV show, but wait. Because something similar happened.
Why is he looking at me like David Copperfield?
Because I'm doing magic.
Watch this.
You're making me uncomfortable.
He's going to make interest appear.
In Twin Falls, Idaho this week, in real life, they found a body inside a bale of newspaper bound for recycling.
Ew.
As in the TV show, police say it may have been an accident or even a suicide, but they have not ruled out murder.
Was the body mummified?
Not yet, no.
Was the body mummified, Moneypenny?
No, it wasn't, Mr. Bone.
Okay, very good.
A recent murder in Canada, likewise, seems to match a storyline on Dexter. A filmmaker, also a fan of the Showtime series, is accused of killing one person and trying to kill another. In his script, this filmmaker, the main character, lures a cheating husband by pretending to be a woman online, then kills him in an extremely gory and violent manner. The suspect was arrested in Canada on Halloween.
You know, you do have to think. I'm not a big believer that when you see a movie that's got violence in it, it's going to make you be violent. But when you see all of the shows that we dig, we're just bloodthirsty little vampires,
man.
Oh,
my God. I'm getting caught up on CSI. Did you see the one, it was a few weeks ago, where they had a leg with no boneless leg?
Floppy leg.
It was bad.
A lot of that.
Bad news.
Finally, around the world with "There Are No Accidents" in the Ukraine. A 29-year-old woman named Ludmila Vasko fell from her apartment balcony into a vat of grapes. Doctors say she was not injured except for the shock. The winemaker, 100 feet below, is also grateful, quoting him, "She crushed most of the grapes when she landed on them."
Wow, one fell swoop.
In Germany, a 13-year-old boy sitting on the toilet used a lot of air freshener, and then he struck the lighter. When he woke up, he noticed the smell of barbecue and that he was naked and outdoors.
I fought and I can't get on.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank Lindsay Zarniak from NBC4. Always a pleasure. Hope she gets out of the pool.
No, no
we also want to thank Dennis Phillips. Congratulations to him for winning over $4.5 million.
Northwest Airlines!
Tomorrow on the show, no text jumble. Sorry, texters. Fox's Steve Doocy will join us in studio at 4. And just after 5, why Sarah Palin is still doing interviews. Find out from image consultant Bill McGowan and our movie reviewer Colin Boyd. All that for you on tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Betha M. McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, hit the road, Jack, and I hope you don't bump into any whores out there when you're guzzling your big gulp. I don't know. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.